Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees.
KFADYL Mobile. KFADYL Mobile.
Patient calling, this is KFADYL. I didn't quite get your sign there, but how are you doing tonight?
KFADYL, yeah, it doesn't seem to be night anymore.
Well, I'm just making my way down I-75 here. I come across the UP earlier, snowing to all get out. And it was down to a crawl, like 30 miles an hour.
That'll happen up there. My grandma, she went to high school in Nishwimming, and she said on her graduation day in June, they had a couple inches of snow.
Yeah, I believe that. I've been up there for a couple weeks there. We hadn't gotten any snow for the 2 weeks I was there. We got some rain, and then, I need to drive back downstate here, and the whole way across the UP is just blowing snow, like practically blizzards. Like, man, I think I picked the wrong day here.
Yeah, I've done that before. I went to school in Michigan Tech, so spent plenty of times getting that blowing snow. But if I remember, you go somewhere near Escanaba, right?
No, I got a place just outside of Houghton there. I used to be a Michigan Tech guy, so. Got a cabin just outside of Houghton, and kind of go back and forth between there, because that's where we're going to retire in a few years, so I'm going up there, fixing the place up.
Is that Castle, or I can't remember what else is on the west side there. But, my family has a cottage about an hour in the woods. You get out of Ishwimming, turn left, and drive an hour into the woods, and get a little cottage in a private lake.
Oh yeah, that's nice. Yeah, we're in Red Ridge, just 15 miles outside of Houghton there, where the steel dam is. If you remember that.
It doesn't sound familiar, I don't know. Maybe I didn't get out enough.
Yeah, some people know well, and other people have never heard of it. It's one of those things.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Wouldn't doubt it. Probably just didn't get out enough. Yeah, I know some people that definitely heard it being called the co-ed, but all of the halls were co-ed by the time I was there, so you couldn't really call it that anymore.
Yes, I'm not really sure when they changed that. I mean, I left there in 92, it was still co-ed, so I know I went by there many times, but I guess I never paid attention.
Yeah, I never, I was there in 2004, so sometime between then. But, I was a Wadsworth guy, so I was there until I moved into a house in Hancock.
Yeah, that's pretty much what everybody did up there. You stayed there for the year that they required you to, and then you got a place with your buddies off campus somewhere. Much cheaper.
Yeah, I think I did 2 years in the hall, and then I did 2 years in that house, and it was kind of nice because the family bought a cottage so that when their kid went there, he had a place to stay, so they would. They would rent it out during the school year, and they give you the lease for the school year, so you weren't paying for lease for the summertime when you weren't there. So it was kind of nice because they wanted to use it as the cottage over the summer. So it was kind of nice, but after I got a girlfriend and they started charging me for having her over and all sorts of stuff, it just. And then I was only going to be there for half a year. They just decided not to let me do that.
Charging for the girlfriend, yeah. I've heard that story before. Oh, man. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, they were trying to make it so that if you had overnight guests, you had to pay a fee and... to make up for the extra utilities they would use, and if you wanted to use the garage, you had to pay a fee, and it was just kind of, it wasn't bad the first year, but the second year I was there, it just got to be more of a hassle than it was worth.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Oh, man, there's the drunk guy just run off the road. Holy shit. He almost put his van in the ditch. He was in the dirt.
Yeah, that'll happen at this time. Yeah, bars closed a half an hour ago, so everybody's trying to stumble their way home.
Yeah, he literally just run that van off into way off the side of the road and into the shoulder. He took out one of the little reflector markers on the side of the freeway, and then brought himself back into the regular lane. Oh, boy. Yeah, maybe this is a bad time of day to be on the road.
Yeah, how much longer you got? might need to pay a little more attention.
Well, I'm approaching the Zilwaukee here. Actually, I'm going to get off right now, and there's a car wash right here. I mean, my car's been trashed. Old QP now that it's stopped raining and snowing. You get off and wash my car here. But, yeah, good chatting with you. I think I've talked to you before. My name's Ken here. This is KFA-DYL. And I'll be clear on your final.
Yep, I'm pretty sure we have. You live up in, kind of by me, I believe, or right by Birch Run.
Yeah, I'm in Birch Run, that's right.
Yep, we've talked before. Did IT at Chrysler before, too. Yep, well, say 7-3, I should probably get to bed sometime today. Here we go.
You and me both. I'm mom on the phone here, so. Yeah, get some sleep. Can't be well.
Good morning. 0300 hours. Partly cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Partly cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. 44 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. 41 degrees.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Mike Zulu monitoring.
Good morning. 0800 hours. 35 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 31 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees.
WHCFH Mobile, listening.
WHCFH, I think. W-A-Y-R-C, how you doing?
W-A-Y-R-C, good afternoon. My name is Randy, over here in Gladwin. Doing pretty good, thank you. How about yourself and the name?
Yeah, my name is Mike, and we're in Lapeer. South of you, of course. But, yeah. Just waiting for spring to come back.
Mike, hold on a second. I must be in a dead spot here. Because I don't think... I just copy all of it. But, you were in Lapeer. I heard that. And I heard your name. But it seems like I'm running into a dead spot.
Yeah, you're getting a little fuzzy there, but I can hear you. But just waiting for spring to come back. Looks like next week it's supposed to warm back up again.
I'm with you. I had to run out and get a few groceries here, and it's still freezing. Not a good thing. Lapeer used to be one of my favorite places to hang out. Used to go over there hunting a lot. Have a good time. We live up here in Gladwin now, and I don't think I've been over since.
Yeah, real good. Yeah, I got, relatives up there in Harrison area and all over. But, it works. I need to, get back up there in that neighborhood and see what's up. I used to go to Harrison like every day. Drove semi.
Okay, I'm dropping out a lot, Mike, and I don't want to leave you hanging. So let me check out of here before we just are talking to ourselves. Thank you for giving me the call back. Stop by when you're visiting relatives. Now I forgot the call. BYC-WHCFH.
Alright, take care, Randy. 73. W8YRC. Lapeer.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, partly sunny, 34 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, partly sunny, 34 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, partly sunny, 36 degrees.
K8EPL, mobile and monitoring. Thank you. KDSEV, we're mobile East LS.
CF8CLL, monitoring. CF8CLL, monitoring. CF8CLL, monitoring.
This is K8EPL mobile. K8FTV monitoring and mobile. Mobile station, this is K8EPL mobile. How you doing today?
Well, I'm still on the snowy side of the ground, Roger.
Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. Yeah, I'm doing all right today. Just on my way home from picking up some dinner, and gonna be home here in about 5 minutes or so. But just I heard you, and I just thought I'd come back and let you know that you were heard. K8EPL mobile.
Yeah, Roger, copy that. Yep, I'm up here by the Coast Guard station in Tawas. I was just taking a little ride. Had to get out of the cabin. My little flat screen TV took a poo-poo. And apparently I was spending too much time on it. Back to you.
Understood. You're coming in pretty darn good from East Tawas. I'm down here in the Flint area, and just heading home, like I said, heading home with some dinner. I got some pizza and some pop, and I'm going to have a good dinner tonight.
Aye, copy that. Well, that sounds like a best Saturday night you could ever have, Roger.
Oh, yeah. I can't ask for a better Saturday night. Well, I guess I could ask for one thing. That would be some football, but that's done for the season.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, my nephew used to play for the Green Bay Packers there, and when his contract was up, I pretty much just quit watching football.
Oh, I definitely understand for sure.
Kind of like a NASCAR thing, you know. After, I used to watch it religiously back in the 80s and early 90s. And even after Dale Earnhardt was killed, it was, and they used to watch the WWF. And it just, everything just got so stupid. It was just, oh, come on, you guys. Now, check out of there. And I guess it might have something to do with my age. So I'm going to be 62 next month, and don't really have too many more cares to give, Roger. Well, Lake Huron.
Oh, I totally understand that.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm getting up there myself, so
wow.
I hear you. Anyway, I'm pretty much home. I'm going to stay in my 73s today, and I'm going to get in the house and eat.
Yeah, Roger, copy that. Oh, man, look at this, Barry. Okay, 73 to you. K8SEV will be clear and monitoring.
K8EPL is also clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 37 degrees.
C-8-0-O-E. November 4, Delta Bravo Romeo. KB8 HIK N4DVR. KV8HIK, Bernie, if you can hear me, make sure you've got your tone turned on the radio. Otherwise, you won't open the repeater, as far as I know. N4DVR. Bernie, if you're listening, I'll go back to the Midland repeater, and you can tell me what's going on here. This is N4DVR. I'll be clear.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 36 degrees.
W8FSM, KD8IWS. KD8IWS clear.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 32 degrees.
KF8COL, monitoring.
Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 27 degrees.